Dry weather is expected to continue through the first half of the week as high pressure remains in control across our region. A cold front will drop southeast from the upper Great Lakes Thursday and bring the chance for some showers and thunderstorms into the forecast. But until then, it'll feel a lot more August-like than it has over the last couple of weeks. High and mid-level clouds are still in place in spots today, but they are moving out, exiting to the east, and we should see an increase in sunshine through the rest of the day. Skies will continue to clear overnight, and with warming aloft, high temperatures are expected to increase a few degrees each of the next 2 days before that cold front moves through and cools things back down heading into the weekend. High temperatures should climb into the mid-80s tomorrow, then the mid and upper 80s for Wednesday. Humidity will be on the rise as well as dew points work their way further into the 60s. The dry weather should hold on till later Thursday afternoon and Thursday night as a cold front moves through. Still the possibility that front will slow down over us, which could prolong the chance for showers into early Friday morning as well. If it all goes according to how the model's planning right now, though, the front will blow through overnight on Thursday and we'll have high pressure and clearing skies building in during the day on Friday and lingering right through the weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says there are no severe thunderstorm areas forecast. A mid-level shortwave trough extending from the middle and lower Missouri Valley northeastward to northern Ontario will track eastward over the western Great Lakes region through early Tuesday. Stout capping should keep any thunderstorm activity sparse in coverage despite conditional boundary layer instability becoming sizable from portions of the Central Plains northeastward to the western Great Lakes region. An isolated storm or two may occur from southwestern Nebraska northeastward to the western Lake Superior vicinity in the vicinity of a weak surface trough attendant to the shortwave trough, while a conditional potential for marginally severe wind and hail cannot be ruled out, coverage should be too low for any severe probabilities. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, a slight chance for showers. It'll remain mostly cloudy with a high near 81. In Boston, partly sunny and breezy with a high in the mid-80s. And in Buffalo, sunny with a high near 80 degrees. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 80 degrees with a record of 92 set in 1892. And the minimum temperature normal is 60 degrees with a record of 43 set in 1973. Sunrise and sunset data for today. Sunrise was at 6:06 a.m. Sunset will be at 7:51 p.m. For tomorrow, August 20th, sunrise at 6:07 a.m. and sunset at 7:49 p.m. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Partly to mostly sunny with highs in the lower 80s today, mostly clear with patchy fog after midnight tonight, lows in the lower 50s with winds becoming light and variable. For the Connecticut Valley, mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Hartford, Kingston, and Poughkeepsie, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy today with highs in the lower 80s, turning partly cloudy with patchy fog after midnight, lows in the upper 50s. For the northern Catskills, the Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, becoming partly to mostly sunny this afternoon with highs in the lower 80s, mostly clear overnight with lows in the mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, mostly cloudy today with highs near 80. Tonight, partly cloudy with patchy fog after midnight and lows in the middle 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, it'll be mostly cloudy, turning partly to mostly sunny as the day progresses with highs near 80 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then clearing with patchy fog after midnight and lows in the upper 50s. Your extended forecast region-wide for Tuesday, mostly sunny with highs in the mid-80s. Wednesday, partly cloudy and more humid with highs in the mid and upper 80s. Thursday, late day showers and thunderstorms, highs in the mid-80s. Friday, chance of showers in the morning, then clearing with highs in the upper 70s and low 80s. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Caterina.